Greetings, Warsies. Welcome back to the All Star Wars Podcast, official podcast of the All Underscore Star Wars page on Instagram. The All Star Wars Podcast is your source for everything Star Wars related. Please send us an email for questions, suggestions, or business. You can do so at allstarwarspodcastshow@gmail.com. Remember, send us your questions and they will be answered on the weekly podcast, which is tomorrow, and I'll read it out loud, or I think I'll have my co-host do that, and then we'll all answer your questions. And you can do so, allstarwarspodcastshow@gmail.com. We have a great show for you guys tonight. Right now I'm kind of perked up because we're going to iTunes, but anyways, I want to talk about Marvel's Star Wars comic books that they have been coming out with, and they have been great installments of the new canon. So, I just want to show Star Wars issue 4. We'll be reviewing this one as well. Or, no, that's 6. Issue 5, which I'm not a fan of the cover, but whatever.
Not really.
Issue 6. But before we can go on any further, joining me from Tampa Bay, Florida, or from the Tampa Bay area, we have Edgar Marrero. Welcome, Mr. Marrero. How are you?
Hey, thank you guys. Thank you very much, Michael. It's been a while since I've been here.
Wait, for real? I thought you were on the weekly.
We're not gonna talk about that. Let's talk about some Star Wars issues 4 through 6. I can't believe you weren't a fan of those covers. I thought issue
No.
Which was it, 5?
Issue 5.
You didn't like that?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Nuh-uh. I think it's better than 6 for some reason. That whole target.
Like.
I don't know. That
one's
ugly.
This one I don't. For real, I like this one. It's pretty cool. And I promised you guys that we would do a 10 to 15 minute, and I'm keeping watch, a 10 to 15 minute non-spoiler review where we just give you the outline. We'll just give you the outline of the plot of these. Or I'll give you the plot, but just the outline of the things going on so you won't be spoiled. And once you finish watching that little, part of the chat, you can come back to us. And once you read the comics, you could come back and full spoilers. Now, we're not going to go panel by panel through each comic, but what we are going to do is, like, do an outline of the second part arc. Now, I know we kind of messed up at the – now, this is book one. Issues 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are book 1. The next one is book 2, so that's basically arc 1, arc 2. And we kind of got confused, Edgar and I, so we named issues 1, 2, 3 first arc, which was half of the first arc. So this is the second half, and we're going to be talking about them. And next week you can expect a Leia of the miniseries. The miniseries, I think what we're going to do is we're going to do a full mini-series review just like that, but we still got to get through Vader's issues 3 and 4, Lando, but I think when Lando's done, we'll do a overall review. So I think that's how it's going to work out. We're going to go on with our non-spoiler review, and what we get in issue 4 continues right off where, no, issue 3, how did that, no. Issue, no, it doesn't. It starts off with Vader, and I actually don't like this that they put Vader in here because, well, I don't care that they put Vader in here, but they just gave like the first third of the book to him when we already kind of seen this scene Darth Vader issue. I want to say my brother took away my comic book, so can you check that up for me, Edgar, if I'm right? Could you go on viewcomic.com and check in Darth Vader and screen share with us so we could actually see. But anyways, Darth Vader goes to Jabba. He visits Jabba, and he basically, and I think this is like their second meeting. The first meeting didn't go so well. Vader ended up choking Jabba. So what Vader does is pretty funny. He basically demands Jabba, give me all your resources, the Emperor needs them, and then Jabba says, well, I heard the Death Star has been destroyed, and your Sidemoon factory is now blown to bits by these rebels. And Vader says, And let me quote him. Where does he say? No, I won't quote him because I can't find it right now. He says something about it being just rebel propaganda against the Empire. So I thought that was pretty funny. It's just funny how most of these Outer Rim territories don't even know really what happened. But I do think that Simon was in the Outer Rim, if I'm correct. I'm not sure, but or the Simon Factory. So then we get Han Solo and Chewie. They're fixing the Millennium Falcon. And one thing I wish they did with this is the hyperdrive worked perfectly fine in A New Hope for the Millennium Falcon. But in Empire Strikes Back, it started having problems. And what happened in the first issue or the second? No, I think it was the second or third. No, it was the second issue of Star Wars. There's these Junkers, and they like basically stripped the Millennium Falcon of its parts. And I wish they kind of said, "Oh, well, this messed up our hyperdrive." But anyway, they're fixing the Millennium Falcon. I wish it went like that, but anyways, they're fixing the Millennium Falcon from the wreckage from those Junkers, and we see bandaged up Han Solo after his brutal attack on Simon, where he was injured, where it knocked him out for a few minutes. Or I want to say a good 20 minutes, I guess, how that all played out. But then we see Leia. She's complaining to Admiral Akbar and Mon Mothma that they're not doing enough, that they need to step up their game against the Empire. But Akbar says, "Well, with all due respect, Princess Organa, we simply cannot maintain the sort of offensive you're asking for, not when we're still on the run. They don't have a base after, I guess I want to say, the Empire infiltrated Yavin, because they know that they were there, obviously, because that's where the Death Star blew up, and Vader probably most likely reported that, oh, yeah, it's the planet Yavin, and they just invaded it." We kind of seen that in Princess Leia issue one, where ceremonies, and then they had to pack up and go because the Empire knew where they were at. So, yeah. And Luke's doing some Jedi training, more with the, I want to say, well, the gear he uses in A New Hope on the Millennium Falcon. But now he's not letting, oh, he actually is. He's still not there where he is. He's still not there where he was in The Empire Strikes Back. He's still kind of that trying to use that saber, but he just can't, and he's just giving up, and he doesn't want to do any more missions with the rebels. He's feeling depressed because he thought that they were all gonna get killed back on the planet, and he's just, I don't know. I thought it was a good, very good layout there. So we catch up with Luke. And then we get to this really cool scene with some mysterious, I want to say, mercenary. And they were, who I want to say, yeah, a mercenary, who we get a big reveal who that person is in issue 6. So we won't reveal who right now in this segment of, or this part of the review. But we will reveal that person later. So yeah, we get this person, and she's, oh crap, that person is looking for, ooh, I want to say Han Solo, but then does she reference Han Solo, or just, okay, so she meets up with, oh god, that person meets up with Rodians, and we're here, you're offering a reward. And that person says, "I sure am, a real big one." And then the Rodians say, "We'll take it." And then that person says, "So you can help me find the guy I'm looking for?" That person says, or the Rodians say, "Didn't say that. I said we take it." And then they're trying to rob that person. But then, oh God, that person has like this auto killer
You're doing
machine.
great.
Yeah, I know. Auto snipe machine at the bottom of the table. And whenever that person says like part of the body and it shoots them there. So we see some pretty gory scenes, Rhodian blood. That person, oh crap, that person says knees, and then that auto machine just sh that turret shoots the Rhodians in the knees, and that person just goes all total brutal on them, hands, lips, and then that per the Rhodians are wait, wait, and then she says hold to the turret machine, and I thought that was pretty funny. Next we get to Vader, and wait, do we see the Sarlacc pit in here?
I don't think
I want
so.
to say no. No. Okay, so we see Vader on Jabba's barge, and they're just flying, and we see Salacious Crumb, and then we also see the, I want to say Jabba's band, just shooting up. What are those called? I honestly forget. Those elephant things. Banthas, jeez.
Banthas. Oh my
Okay, so
goodness.
they go sh on a shooting spree of Banthas, and that's what they, wow, they just, oh Lord, they just do it for fun, just to celebrate, and Jabba and Vader are talking, and I don't want to go into full spoilers here, but I just want to give an outline of what they're talking about. Okay, so I want to say. Edgar, you want to take on with this? I'm not. I don't want to do reread each line. I want to kind of make up a summary for what they're saying.
No, I understand. I just give me a second. Because I know, are you talking about issue
Oh.
7 of Vader? What we were talking about earlier, or no?
No, I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about Vader. Actually, it's like issue 5 or 4. So I was asking if you could check up on that because I did not know if where this meeting they meet up again,
Yeah, they do.
and
They meet up around maybe twice, and maybe Star Wars was their third meetup? Hold on.
well, this is actually their they meet up from Vader, but it's just like in a different perspective, but it's like the same thing. So I just thought it was like
Are we
okay.
still
So he.
on issue 5 or issue 6?
Is this issue 5 or issue
Yeah,
6?
what you're talking about.
I'm talking about, well, for Star Wars issue 4, when you know how they meet up, Jabba and Vader meet up again, but they
Yes.
met up again in Vader issue. I'm actually not sure, so I'm asking if you could find it somewhere. I don't know if
Why
it's
again?
4 or 5. I don't want to say it's 3. No, I don't think it's 3. I think it's 4 or 5. I don't think they actually meet up again in Vader. It's weird.
Four.
Anyway, they're he's Vader's kind of updating Jabba on his bounty hunters that he hired, Boba Fett and Black Croissants, or Chris, I can't even say it. We'll call him Chris, Black Chris. he hires Boba and Black Chris, and what he has them do is actually go after. He sends Boba after the Rebel pilot who destroyed the Death Star, and then he. He sends Black Chris to hunt the mercenary who's working with Palpatine, who we find out is kind of like an Ultron character. So if you've seen Age of Ultron, you'll get what I'm talking about. But it's pretty cool. But I want to continue talking about Star Wars here, so or about the series, and it's been a pretty great series so far. So I recommend reading it if you have not. So we're still in the non-spoiler segment, and or we could, I mean, we don't have to spoil things at the end. We could just talk about things that mattered most. But it was, yeah, it was this really intrigued me. Jabba at the end of their Tatooine adventure of Jabba and Vader. Jabba says to Vader, "Who knew?" Or wait, no, they're talking about Luke here. Is it still hard to believe that this boy of yours, this mighty warrior who destroyed the undestroyable Death Star, could possibly have come from these same empty dunes? And this is Jabba talking. Who knew anyone of note was ever born on Tatooine? Eh, that was, I think, my favorite I guess scene from this comic. I mean, it was just a filler comic, honestly, with What's Luke up to? What's Han up to? What's Leia up to? So this was nothing really happened. But I guess the main focus we could say that it was Vader and Jabba. So I mean, here we have, like I said, that was my favorite part because Vader's just looking because that was Vader or Anakin was born on Tatooine. But if you want to get technical, Vader was born on Mustafar, but we still kind of see the Anakin in him throughout these comics, and so he's just, you know, it's pretty funny. It's ironic, I want to say. So then we have Leia and Luke, Leia and Han. Now they're going on to find a new rebel base, and they kind of go scouting. And Luke, what does he do? Oh, he has a feeling that he has to go to Tatooine, so he's going back to Tatooine. I don't know what. I think he's just. I still have too many questions, and there's only one place in the galaxy where I can maybe start to get some answers. So he's obviously referring to Ben Kenobi, where he's heading is his home. So they're going. He's going there, and then we still have the Rodians and this person who's oh no, it's actually Boba. It's actually Boba. He's actually after. So he says, "Tell me about tell me all about a man named Kenobi." And then the Rodian says, "Kenobi, there's a Kenobi who lives way outside of town, out in the Dune Sea, some crazy old wizard. Why are you looking for him?" "Never mind, I don't care." Boba points the gun at him. "Kenobi's dead." And Boba Fett is asking the questions. And then we just get this cool image from Boba at the back. So I thought it was a filler comic, but then I like that some, or obviously it's a continuing story. So a lot of elements carry on to the next one. And I mean, I'm just like kind of going fast here. So through these panels, but I don't know. Maybe Edgar, you want to take on the lead this time, or you want me to keep going for issue 5,
I could do
which
issue
I'm
five.
still not a fan of the cover.
All right,
All
I
right,
got you. I'll do
let's
issue five.
turn the camera over to you.
Let me just get a set up first. All right,
Oh wow,
so
so now we gotta wait for
I'm
set
ready.
up.
I'm
All
ready to
right, go
go.
ahead.
I'm ready to go. All right, so issue five starts with Luke landing back on Tatooine. We all know that Boba is after this man. So basically, the beginning of the comic just mainly of Boba searching around the cantina for him, and we got some pretty awesome beat up scenes and some pretty cool Boba action here with his what would you call that? His it's not I was gonna say like his web, but it's not Spider-Man, but his little yarn, I
Oh, his
guess.
which scene are you talking about?
It's in the cantina. It's in the beginning.
Oh, you're already there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of looked like a spider web, but I want to say no, never mind. We'll
I
call it a
don't even want to
string
say
thingy. Oh,
this
I
just
did want to talk about one thing.
go
Sorry
ahead.
to revamp you or rewind on you, but this is controversial. Okay, I know a lot of people have been talking about this, but okay, so if we go on page, I want to say 2 of the comic book, not counting the ads, but page 2, and Boba Fett kills the Rodians that he was talking to in issue 4, and he's, but then we see him kill Jawas, okay, and is this kind of like a scene from A New Hope to you yet, Edgar?
Yeah.
Guess not.
What happened?
Is
What
this
happened?
okay? So it is.
No, I wasn't
Oh,
listening.
I'm okay. So,
Go ahead. Say it again.
okay. So you fall asleep on us once again.
Yes.
So okay. So page 2 of the comic book issue 5. Boba Fett's still looking for that name out there, but he kills the Rodians. He kills Jawas.
Yes.
But people have been saying that it's a flashback to A New Hope, and then the next panel we see him kill, two people. Two farmers, and I actually, when they gave the
Oh.
preview out, I thought that that was Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru. But then rereading it again, I'm like, wait, why did I say that? It can't be them because this is a continuing story. It's I mean, if there's flashbacks, like, they kind of let us know, like, in Darth Vader, whenever there's a flashback scene, it's just all red. It's a red box. So, I don't
Well,
know.
looking in the panels is really just Bulba saying that I will do anything to find him, but that means killing anyone. So I don't think that is Amperu or Uncle Owen. I see how it could be a possibility, but I don't know. You're right, it could be one of those, like, I don't think they would be going back so far, but I just don't see this as a flashback. I think they're just keep moving forward. I just, it's convenient that it's a
I don't know.
moisture
It's
farmer.
just I'm pretty sure they did this for a reason.
You think so?
But obviously, I mean, come on. No disintegrations.
I gotta look back then, 'cause I have to look at the comic. I want to say Vader issue 7 and Star Wars issue 6, because I want to see if Boba has any comments about, 'cause he went back to the moisture farm, or with Vader, I think. I don't know. I
No,
have to check it
wait.
back.
I'm trying.
I'll do some research on that. But let me continue on
He
the
actually
comic.
did. I think so. I think so. He did. Honestly, I don't have. Actually, I don't have issue 7, but. No. I think it was issue. Vader issue 7. I'm actually not sure, but.
I think it's issue
I gotcha,
seven.
because that. Because I have not gone to the comics shop in a while, so. Let me look that up for you. Keep talking.
All right.
I won't
So
disturb you.
after the Tatooine debate, we go to a nice scene of Leia and Han, and they're, you know, having their little flirt and talk and stuff. And they keep discussing about, you know, the Millennium Falcon, money, all that, just normal stuff. And then we go into the main event, into this ugly looking Luke Skywalker being choked down. It's really ugly. Oh wait, is it Luke? No,
Luke
it's not Luke.
Skywalker. It's not Luke.
My bad. I just
Oh God. Oh
I'm just
God.
So okay, so Boba gets a name, and I think he was in Jawa's palace when this happened.
Who?
And I think Boba is in the last panel before he leaves the place. It looks like Jabba's stairway.
No, it's still in, I know it does, but it's still in the cantina.
Oh,
But
okay.
I kind of got like a little frantic when he captures him, and then you just scream ah, because I don't know, it's just seeing off scene when people get tortured, it's just like weird to me. That's just me. Yeah, but the next page, I just want to say a quick thing. You know what, I think we're gonna do this from now on, is the whole thing will be non-spoiler until the end. Like, we'll just give 10 minutes, like, oh, what did you think of that mysterious person? What did you think of that reveal? So we'll do that instead. But throughout the whole thing, I think that will work out. But Han and Leia, we get some very Empire Strikes Back moments. They're just bickering, fighting at each other, and like, again, Edgar, I don't mean to take this away from you, but it's just like fighting. They kind of see that they both like each other, but then they're afraid to admit it. And then they just go off yelling at each other, arguing. So I thought that was pretty funny.
No problem. Do you want me to
You
continue? So,
continue. Oh yeah,
Skywalker and
continue.
R2, they go back to Ben's house, well, that ends there, and then it goes back to more bickering of Leia and Han. There's not really much saying there, but there's a lot of it, and then they get blasted by a mysterious ship. By a person that I'm pretty sure we already know it's a she.
Similar looking.
Go
Yeah, I know. I already said it's a she, but
ahead.
it's isn't it the concept art of the Millennium Falcon? Isn't that, if I'm wrong?
It
I don't
could
know.
be, but
I
if
gotta
it's
see that.
not, it looks really plain. Like, you know, it just doesn't look unique, because I don't like the ship. I think it looks ugly.
Yeah,
Actually.
it looks ugly. But I just wanted to go before that. I know I keep switching you off, but this is one of my favorite moments from from this comic or issue 5. I can't believe I'm going to die here with you. You are a You are without a doubt with the doubt the worst smuggler I've ever met. Leia tells that to Han, and then Han comes back with, "Frankly, lady, you aren't much of a princess." And Leia says, "I hate you." And then he says, "Yeah, we'll join the club." That's pure on dialogue. It's not corny. It just feels like I could actually hear Han Solo and Leia saying that to each other. You know, and Carrie Fisher and Harrison
I
Ford
guess
just
so.
saying that to each other. So I thought that was spot on. Sorry, Edgar, continue.
No
Yeah, so it
problem.
was just this weird shit. I don't know. It was weird.
Then Luke goes inside Ben's house and is attacked by Boba Fett. And that's the end of the comic. That's it,
No,
that's it.
it's actually his home is being raided by Tusken Raiders, because that's what
Yes.
they do. They raid dead people's houses. That's what they do.
And that's the end of the comic.
Okay, no, sorry. Now it's the end of the comic. Boba Fett throws a flash grenade in there, and then Luke is on the floor. Yay.
Right,
All
go ahead,
right,
Michael.
moving on to nonce. Yeah, I know you did very little talking in this one, but whatever. I'll do issue 6. Get ready to help me, because I'm still looking for that Darth Vader thing. Darth
Right.
Vader issue 7 was pretty cool. I'm trying to. I think it was issue. No, I have to be wrong. No. I'll look at that later. Okay, so, because my brother's doing some Star Wars comic reading, so he took all my Darth Vader comics, so I can't go through them right now physically. Okay, so this issue picks off issue 6, picks off right where issue 5 left off, obviously. We see Boba Fett versus Luke, and what did you think of Luke and the Boba Fett fight? I heard some people saying, "Oh, Luke wouldn't be able to fight him that easily and stuff like that." I mean, R2 did help in a way, but I don't know. It was a weird fight. I'm not sure that I liked it. I didn't like that they kept doing Luke Skywalker. I thought it was cool at first, but then now that they keep on doing like the, I want to say slow-mo of the lightsaber. You know how it's the multiple lightsabers at a time showing that it just went by fast.
Oh,
So
like the
I mean,
multiple
I
drawings of it.
yeah, I got kind of tired of that concept, because they did that in like issue 1 or 2, and then I was like, "Yeah, that's awesome." And then they just did it again, and then again, and then again. I got tired of it. But we have a standoff between Luke and Boba, and then we get to Han Solo and Princess Leia. Another more funny dialogue. They get on this planet from the running away from the TIE fighters, and Han Solo's been to this planet with Chewbacca, and Leia's like, "Oh, this. Feeling the water, this could be suitable for the rebels. We could definitely build a base here. Like, does anyone else know about it?" And he quickly changes the subject to curly and wine. And then we pick off with the TIE fighters and the two TIE fighters and that Millennium Falcon looking ship, with that suspicious person on there. And basically, that person just says that, "Don't mind me, boys. I won't be here long." And then we see the ship descend onto the planet. Then we pick up with Luke and Boba fighting again. It was, I don't know. I didn't really like the fight. I thought it was weird. No, but the second part I did like. Boba says, "Let me see what." I thought it was some cool dialogue from Luke. Boba says, "You're running out of options and blood. Put down your saber." Luke says, "No. Ben would never. Kenobi's dead. He can't help you. He already has." And then Boba shoots his arm, and Luke or Boba says, "You were right. I'm supposed to bring you in alive, but alive just means breathing." And then he kind of like stands up all shaken about it. A Jedi can feel the force flowing through him. And then Boba says, "Feel this." She fires at him, but Luke blocks it, and I thought that was pretty cool. That was a cool Jedi moment. So he shoots back at Boba, and we see that crate again for Luke, and or the, for Luke engraved on it. And then, you know, it picks up from there. The fight ends, and we see Luke and R2 escape that place, because Luke was one more blow and Luke would have already fallen to the floor. So Luke and Han tries to seduce Leia with some Corellian wine, and then she just throws it at him. Thought that was pretty
Very
funny.
lovely.
They go outside fighting again. So, but then the ship comes, and I don't know. They kept reusing some lines like that I'm not liking. Like Vader says in issue 7 of Vader, he says dispense with the pleasantries when he says that in Return of the Jedi. And I don't know. I'm getting tired of the old. Because I understand once or twice, but they're using them like so many times, and we're just rephrasing what they said in the movies. Like, and for the record, I was not trying to seduce you. I'd sooner seduce a Gundark, and it, Leia says, I'd sooner kiss a Wookiee, and they said that can. I just, you know, so I don't. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm still kind of debating, like, oh, that's a good use of it, but why did they have to do that? So, I don't know. What are your thoughts on them kind of rephrasing or reusing lines from the movies?
I know before the canon change, it was on Dark Force, they used to do that, but it was very rarely. And I always thought that was really cool and special to me. So I understand what you're saying. That's exactly what I thought from that issue, but I don't think it bothered me as much as you did. But yeah, I do feel like they're really overusing it and just not making it as special to the movie it is. It doesn't really affect me. It's just I think that they're really just trying to just keep reusing the same stuff over and over.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I gotta say.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. Okay, now we get this introduction to who that person is, which we'll say later. We're not gonna say now. And then alright. So then we get to Luke, and he opens up what's in that crate. Now I'm not gonna reveal what it is, but he opens up what's in that little box, and we're speculating on what it is. It turns out to be something totally different. But this, whatever's in it, is going to affect the next issue and its order in timeline. So it's pretty cool, and that's where the comic ends. But before that, there's this really cool reveal at the end of the comic. So I thought that was really, really cool at the end. Like we kind of already spoiled this in, I want to say, the weekly podcast, I think. It was when we're talking about the canon, or the keeping up with Star Wars canon. So I thought that was such a great reveal. And then we also see this, a more in-depth one in Darth Vader issue 6. So two great series. I love them. So what are your thoughts on issue, or on this over arc, or on Skywalker Strikes arc half? Second half of the arc, what did you think of it?
I loved it better than the first arc. Yeah. I love that after this issue and you read issue 7 of Vader, it's straight through like the same story. So I love the reveal, even though people are mixed about the review, and I know we haven't said it yet, but I think it just makes it more just different than it used to be. And I do love the Boba versus Luke Skywalker, even though I feel like it was more of a fan service, but it was still a pretty cool thing to see. I do love Boba Fett, don't get me wrong, it's just, you know, I'm not as big as a fan as everyone else is. Yeah. So, really good arc, really good reveals. I love, is it here that, hold on, just let me see something right quick. Yeah, it's here where Boba announces that it's Skywalker, and I think it's the best emotion in this four issues. I felt like right here I was just like, oh man, it's about to get really good. So this was the best part, the ending. So I don't know. Sorry if I spoiled that already. I know I wasn't probably supposed to say that, but still, that was my favorite part of this whole arc. I'm really excited for the next arc, which we'll talk about later. That's it.
Sweet. Okay, so now, for all you people who haven't read this comic book, or this comic series yet, please, you can do so if you want to keep up with Star Wars canon. And canon just means the things that exist in Star Wars, the things that, in the big picture, everything that connects with each other and everything that is everything that is connected with each other, that everything is on the same level. So you can read all of these great comics at viewcomic.com. Don't look up Star Wars issue 5 or number sign 5. Just search up Star Wars, and then I'm pretty sure you'll find the Marvel Star Wars there. Or Darth Vader, or Kanan, or The Last Padawan. Lando's on there now. Like I said, I'm going to be reading them early on there, but then I'm going to be buying them because I love them. I want them in my hands, and I know it's right now it's just hectic with the economy, so do yourself a favor. Don't spend that extra buck. Just read them on viewcomic.com, and if you want to say, hey, viewcomic.com, here's a $5 tip for giving me all these free comic books, you can do so at viewcomic.com. All right, now we're going to go into full spoilers here, and man,
Wait, can I
so
do a drum
yeah,
roll,
you could
please?
turn off your.
All right,
All
here we
right,
go.
go ahead.
Oh, that was. There we go. All right,
The
full spoilers
bomb
now.
drum roll. Okay, full spoilers now. Okay, so let's dig
Wait,
up
can we talk
here.
about the
So
important ones first, and then we can talk about the smaller ones? Or do you
no,
want to save them?
no, I just wanted to see what's a big reveal in issue 4 that I really no big reveal in issue 4. It's like I said, it's just the filler, so we just meet this mysterious character, and I'm done with issue 4. Now let's see what's in issue 5. I just want to go in this chronologically, and then we'll get to the big one later. But issue 5, no, there's nothing. Nothing of a big reveal. Oh, he kills his I guess Boba kills his witness, the one he was interviewing about Luke, so he ends up killing him sadly. But yeah, that guy sold Luke out, but he ends up killing those Tusken Raiders, most of them. But then they all started running, and then, you know, he says, "Thank God," or not "Thank God," but let me see where what he says so I don't misquote Luke Skywalker. He says, "If they hadn't run, I might have. I'm just glad they ran." So I thought that was he would have. I don't know what he would have done. Ran most likely, but so that was pretty cool. Yeah, so the Boba Fett Skywalker fight was pretty awesome, and I know now I'm on issue 6, just flipping through these pages. Oh yeah, issue 6. Let's not forget about that. This was just a big tie-up, and it was just such a great. I think this is my favorite issue from the series. But we get so many reveals in here first. I mean, not first, but we get so many reveals. So let's start with the first one. Han Solo has a wife. Now, how do you feel about that, Edgar? Let the audience know about how you feel about Han Solo having a wife. And her name is Sana Solo.
Donna Solo.
Sana Solo.
When I first read it, I was confused, and then the second time I read it, I didn't care because it doesn't matter. I don't know. I don't think he's his wife. I think it's an ex-wife or a jealous girlfriend. I don't know, a crazy
Okay.
girlfriend. I don't believe it's. I don't know. It's weird. We don't know anything now, so it's all speculation.
Okay, now I'll give my elaborate response. Oh no, I'm just kidding. Okay, so first of all, I spoiled Edgar in on the surprise.
Yes, he did.
So I mean, I don't honestly I don't count it as a spoiler for me because I don't know, it's people were posting it online, so I'm like, oh, that's cool. I wasn't like, oh man, I wanted to read it and find out for myself. No. It just popped up on IGN, people started posting it. How I feel about it now. Like I said, this could be just a big misunderstanding. Han Solo was probably was tricked into this married thing, but hopefully it turns up being something false because It just makes him more of a scumbag, not a smuggler. And smuggler and scumbag are totally different things. So he just ends up being, in the big picture, a douchebag to because he's trying to hit on Leia and stuff. But it just, I don't know. Like, I then it just totally contradicts why Greedo in the special edition, why Greedo shot first. George Lucas said, "Oh well, we didn't want Han Solo to look like a mean guy or a, or I want to say a cold-blooded killer." So then they changed it to Greedo shooting, yeah, Han Solo instead of Han shooting first. So you probably heard of that controversial topic in Star Wars. So, yeah,
Can I throw
like
something
I
in
said,
there?
I hope
I
you.
want to throw a little speculation that I okay. Michael,
Sure.
let me throw a little spec. So my speculation
Yes.
here is that I feel like we're gonna get a backstory about them, and what I feel like is that they used to work together. I don't think they're maybe they had a little something something, but I don't think it was ever an official thing. I have a feeling that maybe they got caught into something, and they had to get married, or you know what I mean? They had a mission, and then sometimes in a story, though, I've seen it many times, a story that the guy marries the girl. If you ever watched Arrow, the guy got into a situ the main character got into a situation. He married the daughter of the villain to get. It was really different, but I feel like it's something like
Spoiler
that.
alert. No,
Spoiler alert. I mean,
oh,
it's
man, I
been
was gonna
months ago.
watch that show. Now you ruined it for me, so
Oh.
I'll skip out on that and keep watching
All right.
Daredevil.
That's what happens. But
So and then this is how
yeah,
it
sticky
closes out
situation.
with the people.
Go
Oh
ahead.
no. Han Solo says, like kind of disbelief, oh no, and then Leia's all shooken up wife, and then she says, "Now who in the hell might you be, lady?" And this Santa reminds me of this character who was in the Dark Empire comic series. I'm trying to remember what her name was. She was also black, so I'm trying to remember. But I thought that was a cool if they did it. Yeah, she was Han Solo's old flame, like a girlfriend, not a wife. So I think that was the only big change. But that's I thought that was cool. Now let's talk about Revelation number 2. Han Solo, or Luke Skywalker, opens up the crate that says "For Luke." And what do we find in there, Edgar? Could you share or tell the audience what we find in that crate?
We found a journal that says the Journal of Obi-Wan Kenobi or something like that.
Plural, the journals of Ben Kenobi.
Oh, yes. Correct.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, Edgar.
No
Okay,
problem.
so the journals of Ben Kenobi and Star Wars issue 7, which I don't even think it's on here when it's gonna come out. No, it's not. So, yeah, I hate this new. I wish there was a site or StarWars.com let us know because these are flying out like, or selling like hotcakes. I don't want to say selling, but they go fast. So, they come out fast, I should say. So it's just like, when is it coming out? I didn't even know Vader issue 7 came out until I want to say yesterday. Same with Lando. So I'm like, really? So I'm just, I wish there's, because I don't want to, if you go on Marvel.com and look that information up, it is so slow. But whatever. So I wish there was just like an, I guess I want to say a news flash feed just coming out with these comments. Oh, this is out today. Go get it. I'm just behind. Well, all I need is Princess Leia issue 5, Vader issue 7, and I don't even know when Star Wars or Kanan the next. No, Kanan comes out July 22nd. I don't even know when the next Star Wars issue comes out. But Star Wars issue 7 would focus on a tale of Ben Kenobi on Tatooine. So that's gonna be interesting. In the preview, I did see Luke Skywalker as a youngster, like I want to say a kid. So, that's gonna be really cool. What are, I guess, the journals of Ben Kenobi? I guess he's on right and flesh out his feelings in here. It's gonna be pretty interesting. So I guess we'll find that out in the next issue. And the last reveal, it's pretty cool. Boba Fett says, "I lost him," and then Vader says, "That is most disappointing." Boba says, "We got lucky," or he got lucky. Vader says, "Did you bring me anything of value, bounty hunter?" Boba says, "Not enough, or not much, just his name." And this, the rest from Alderaan is just downhill. Skywalker. And then we just see, like, Vader just, no motion in him. We're done here, then. Boba Fett walks out, and Vader, like tightens his grip, and the glass of the destroyer starts breaking, and then he's a Skywalker, and it's all cracks. But we get a different, a more fleshed out version in Star Wars Issue 6, and that's Darth Vader Issue 6. I don't want to spoil it. It's not much of a spoiler really, but he does the same thing, but this time he says, "It will all be mine," or something like that, because he will become the master and his son will become the apprentice. So I thought that was really cool, and he lies to, or he just doesn't tell the Emperor that he has a son. So I thought that was pretty cool. And we get some flashback scenes to Revenge of the Sith in Vader Issue 6. So, scale 1 to 10, how would you rate this whole, or first we're going to go with these three issues, and then we'll go to the whole Skywalker Strikes arc.
Alright. So, issue 4, I give it a rating of 6 out of 10. It was just a filler, and it didn't really feel, you know, it wasn't that great. Issue 7 was kind of the same way, but I give it a 7, because it was just a little bit better with all the build-up to Boba Fett action. But I give issue 6 8 out of 10, because the reveals were awesome. The wife was really weird, and just the ending was just the reason why I would probably buy this comic, because that last panel was awesome.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, the last panel, mind blown, because we always thought that Vader found out when the Emperor told him, but we actually find out that he actually finds out early on, before the Empire Strikes Back, and then he kind of like, "Oh, I have a son, the Emperor. I didn't know that." So I thought that was just a cool tie-in and another canon changer. So thank you, Star Wars Marvel. I love your comics. I'm going to give this arc a, 4, 5, and 6. Well, 4, I'm going to give you a 8 out of 10. 5, I'm honestly going to, wait, let me see what happens in 5 again, because, okay, I'm going to give that one a 8.5 out of 10, and number 6, 9 out of 10. That one was, I think, the best one of the whole entire arc of Skywalker Strikes. So
I agree.
I'm going to give this whole Skywalker Strikes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I'm honestly going to give it an 8 out of 10. It was, for the first arc, it was just awesome, or book one. It was just awesome, great storytelling. I could use without the Star Wars, like, "Oh yeah, we're making Star Wars, let me do these classic lines from the films." So I could do without that. But everything else, the with Luke, Han, and Leia, just seeing them again was just awesome, and they felt like it was them, honestly. Vader too, I love how they're writing Vader and seeing all these cool new characters and cool new, I guess, the situations they're put in. It's just awesome. So what are you going to give this out of 1 out of 10 to our iTunes fans and YouTube? Well, not YouTube, but what are you going to give this arc or this story, the first book?
The overall or just
the no,
first
the
three?
Overall.
Overall. The overall. Okay. I thought the beginning was very powerful. I love that fight. The basically war scene they had with the AT-ATs, Vader versus Luke. Very good stuff. Later on, it did get a little dull, but I feel like at the end, they brought it back up with this final conclusion. So I want to give this as the first Marvel story arc. I agree with you. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10.
Sweet. Yeah, like I said, this was a sweet addition to the Star Wars saga, and now that this is canon, it just makes it all the more real. So, Star Wars Marvel, keep up the great work. I can't wait to read Star Wars issue 7. So, yeah, 7. So thank you guys for joining us for another edition of Comic Roundtables. Thank you. I want to thank Edgar Marrero for joining me today. For whatever situation we're in, he's always there by my side. So thank you, Edgar, for joining me today.
No problem. It's great to have me here. I love you guys. I love Michael. I love the crew at the AWS. And I love Star Wars, so
it's actually ASW, not AWS, but
I speak like Yoda sometimes. I read with things backwards, so that's just
okay. I get it. Okay, so you can follow me anytime on Instagram, @_StarWars. I want to thank again the panel, well, just Edgar, with me today. Where can people find you, Edgar?
You guys can find me on weirdgeneration.bandcamp.com and @weirdgeneration on Instagram.
Sweet. Thanks for tuning in, whether you were listening or watching. Thank you. Remember, send us in your Star Wars, or send us in your question that you have about that galaxy far, far away. It could be either personal, like, do you think that Darth Maul should have came back in Clone Wars, or he should have remained dead? Or it could be, oh, what do you think? No, not that one. What do you think was the real reason that Anakin turned to the dark side? Or you could just ask the ones you really have questions about, like, what's canon? So you could send them on over allstarwarspodcastshow@gmail.com. Again, allstarwarspodcastshow@gmail.com. Thanks again, guys. May the Force be with you always.
Bye, guys.